You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
This segment brought to you by MyPillow, featuring Mike's Giza Dream Bed Sheets. 30% off plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com and use code WMCA. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion. Amplifying truth and pursuing clarity. Kevin McCullough, now.
A little bit later on in the hour, Wellness Thursday, it's National Nutrition Month. Does it matter? Dr. Douglas Howard weighs in. Bethany Mandel from Ricochet is here responding to the dilemma in Congress, as does C.J. Pearson. We can't even decide where we can see anti-Semitism right in front of our eyes, believe it or not. Plus, breaking news.
Kevin McCullough. Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I protected Mr. Trump for 10 years. People that follow Mr. Trump, as I did blindly, are going to suffer the same consequences that I'm suffering.
Michael Cohen, the guy that he said he'd take a bullet for, the guy that he said had been so good to him, and he'd follow whatever he said, whenever he said it. I'm not exactly sure. He's said a lot of different things over time. Michael Cohen announced this afternoon he's going to sue the Trump Organization for millions of dollars in legal fees, like the 12 hours he had to be coached, I mean prepared, for his testimony before Congress. Hey, nobody told you to go hire Lanny Davis, dum-dum. What'd you think you were getting? Anyway, that's Cohen. That's Cohen for today. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Just one thing is for sure, his story will never stay the same. So despite all the sincere and heartfelt passion he tried to pour out in that hearing, not really buying it. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We've got a very interesting show lined up for you. And here's the determining reality today that I don't think anybody is really ready for. At least I wasn't. A week ago, we start hearing about anti-Semitic things being said by Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, and I think, well, that's going to be put in check pretty soon. And time goes by, and more things get said, and there is such an overwhelming sense that something should have happened by now, and so Congress is panicked. The Democrats in the House are panicked. They're running around trying to figure out how do we dam the gap here? How do we bridge this thing and not let it get any worse? And they just keep making it worse. Nancy Pelosi earlier today asking about whether or not she thought Ilhan Omar was being intentionally anti-Semitic when she accused fellow congressional representatives of having dual loyalties and making it all about the Benjamins. She said this. Cut one.
I don't think that that the congresswoman is perhaps appreciate the full weight of how it's heard by other people.
You think?
I don't believe it was intended in any anti-Semitic
way. Pause the tape here. Hold on a second. She doesn't think it was intended as anti-Semitic? What do you think having dual loyalty and being all about the Benjamins is referring to? Like, how does she even on the face of the substance of the quote try to say that it wasn't anti-Semitic? Oh, is she just saying that Ilhan Omar is just a dumb Somali who didn't know what she was talking about because now she's in America? I'm going to ask Bethany Mandel about this later in the hour. She is the editor at Ricochet. She's married to Seth Mandel, who's now the I don't know, executive editor at the Washington Examiner, but he was the editorial page editor here at the New York Post for years. They've written extensively as a couple about the rise of anti-Semitism over the last several years in Europe and in America. But does anybody think, does anybody with a brain think that Ilhan Omar said that people who had dual loyalties and that it was all about the Benjamins? Does anybody with half a brain think that she's not saying that the Jews run everything because the Jews have all the money? Which isn't even true, but that's a whole different issue. Anyway, Pelosi continued. Start it from the beginning again.
I don't think that that the Congresswoman is perhaps appreciate the full weight of how it's heard by other people, although I don't believe it was intended in any anti-Semitic way. But the fact is, if that's how it was interpreted, we have to remove all doubt, as we have done over and over again.
No, you haven't.
We're working now on a resolution. We'll see when we bring it to the floor that will, again, speak out against anti-Semitism, anti-Islamophobia, anti-white supremacy in all the forms that it takes, that our country has no place for this.
Okay, she doesn't know the meaning of the predictive anti, because you're trying to not be some of those things. But regardless, Nancy Pelosi can't look at Ilhan Omar's reactions and say that's incorrect and it needs to be stopped. She can't call her to her office and say, I'm Speaker of the House. You're a freshman minor partner of our party. Zip it. She has to drag white supremacy and Islamophobia and all these other things into this discussion. Ilhan Omar should be censured. She should be removed from the Foreign Affairs Committee, and she should be given desk work in the mailroom. Whatever the equivalent of that is in Congress, that's what she's earned. That's what she deserves. But that doesn't even come close, friends. She is at least the freshman. Today, James Clyburn, the number three in the House, he's the whip for the Democrats, went on a tear defending Ilhan Omar, and in the process of doing so, basically made it worse. And this is just astounding, because you think, well, how could he? But he basically implied that Holocaust survivors need to check their privileges, because, you know, they had so many of them, because they couldn't possibly, quote, understand the personal struggles of Ilhan Omar. He said that in a direct quote. And then I was reminded. Sean M. Davis over at The Federalist was the one that tweeted that. The number three Democrat in the House just said Holocaust survivors need to check their privilege, because they can't understand the personal struggles of Ilhan Omar. But ladies and gentlemen, that's the same James Clyburn who served in the House when Robert Byrd was senator from West Virginia, the former Grand Kleagle of the KKK. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, this racist season being brought to you by the Congress is being brought to you by the same political party that founded and defended the KKK. The Democratic Party founded the Ku Klux Klan. Members of the Democratic Party had hearings in Congress to discuss the future of the Ku Klux Klan and to defend its existence. And in modern history, the modern Democratic Party platform refused to condemn the Ku Klux Klan into the mid-20th century. It was the very late 50s, early 60s before any of their conventions stopped embracing the Ku Klux Klan formally in their literature. So it shouldn't be surprising that the political party who uses race, peddles race, has embraced racism since its inception. It shouldn't be surprising that that's the party who's confused about anti-Semitism. Because if you're willing to subjugate blacks, you're probably willing to subjugate Jews and anybody else who just happens to disagree with you. and they can't even say, they can't even agree in 2 weeks' time, since the controversy erupted, they can't even agree on how to say, we don't approve of anti-Semitism. That's the amazing and awe-inspiring dysfunction of the United States Congress led by Democrats right now. You don't like it? Do something about it. But don't keep putting those people in charge of the country. It always ends bad. Coming up, C.J. Pearson, Bethany Mandel, Dr. Douglas Howard, all before we're done. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bed sheets. The new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure you use that promo code WMCA. That number again, 800-506-2641. Promo code WMCA. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every week we promise you, you'll get one of your questions answered with Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Law Firm. It's all about estate care and elder law. And Mike, this week the question comes from Patrick. What happens if my resources exceed the limit for Medicaid? What do I need to do to be eligible and not lose my home? Mike Connors.
Well, what you need to do is put those assets in a trust, those assets that exceed the Medicaid limits. So for the sake of argument, assuming Patrick is over 65, if, let's say, he has $100,000 in the bank or whatever, he would put roughly $85,000 into a trust, and he would be eligible for home care community Medicaid in New York. His house also should be in a trust. As far as an asset is concerned, the house is not an asset for Medicaid, but if you do not put it into a trust and you go on Medicaid benefits, Medicaid can put a lien on the house after you're gone. So it's extremely important to get the house in a trust also.
All right. I hope that's helpful, Patrick. And if you've got more questions, friends, send them to Mike at askmikeconnors@gmail.com. That's askmikeconnors@gmail.com. You can also call the law office directly and get personal one-on-one help. It's very convenient. I highly recommend it. They have helped my family. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500 is that number. And, of course, you can get more of your questions answered on the air as well. Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 The Mission, and Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer. Mike Connors, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you'd like, it could be because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. In fact, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form, just like I do. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital chemicals that are created from those 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. Each capsule has 10 servings of them. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel phenomenal. People report that their skin looks better. They have fewer aches and pains. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. The price of fruits and veggies are going up. So call now to see how you can lock in your price on fruits and veggies for an entire year and get free shipping on every order. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THEMISSION. Balance of Nature, changing America, one life at a time. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't you want to? Well, now is the perfect time to give our friends Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans a call. Home values are up. The housing market is strong, and interest rates are still low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you can possibly eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you'll deal directly with the decision makers who will save you money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this complex process. Call Mike Raikman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, licensed mortgage banker, equal housing lender, NMLS number 60134.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
I don't think that that the Congresswoman is perhaps appreciate the full weight of how it was heard by other people, although I don't believe it was intended in any anti-Semitic way.
Whatever helps you sleep at night, Nancy. I'm just curious about this. How have we gotten through the Congress for what now? Day four of the week? And we can't agree. We can't come to an agreement on saying that we shouldn't publicly hate on Jews. Like, how did this become hard? For some perspective on all of this, someone who once penned an article that was titled How the Angry Left Turned Me Into a Nazi, and she is a contributor at the Jewish Daily Forward and also editor at Ricochet, Bethany Mandel. Welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kevin.
How have we gone almost 2 weeks and been unable to say that we should not, you know, say some of the worst things possible about our Jewish friends?
So I think that the left is sort of facing a choice, and they're sort of between a rock and a hard place. Do they condemn anti-Semitism, or do they sort of ride the intersectional train with a congresswoman that is getting a lot of hype? She's on the cover right now, Rolling Stone, and she's very popular. And so they've been faced with a choice. Do we side with Jews and sort of what is moral and what is right? Or do we sort of keep on cheerleading this woman who we see as the future of the party? And unfortunately, they've chosen the latter.
Bethany, this is disturbing on many levels because there are many things about Ilhan Omar that are patently un-American. And so what we're saying now is the people that seek to serve and represent us in the people's body, it's now okay if they don't even come close to representing our values or needs, as long as they can go there and do what whatever the agenda is that we support them in. Democrats are going to lose 100 elections if this keeps up.
Yes, yes. No, I mean, it was funny. My husband, Seth Mandel, who's the executive editor of the Washington Examiner, was getting direct messages on Twitter all day yesterday from, like, Queens liberals who have never even thought about voting for a Republican. And one of them told him, I'm darn near ready to host a Trump fundraiser for 2020 because they have, I mean, it's been obvious and a lot of people just sort of chose to ignore it and it's no longer ignorable. This is the future of the Democratic Party. This is what happened in Europe with Labour, with Jeremy Corbyn, and the Corbynization is happening here. And the hate that, I mean, they love to talk about how wonderful Europe is and how great they are about everything, socialism, da da da. But along with it comes rampant anti-Semitism. And there was just a parade through the streets of Belgium with big puppets of Jews sitting on money bags. That's Europe. That's the Europe that they want America to emulate. And it is. That Corbynization of America is happening, and it's happening in the Democratic Party. And this is a very gut check moment for American Jews, because these are not your friends. And this is not a week where you put your head in the sand.
Talk to me about this, though, Bethany, because it's the nexus of not only everything you just mentioned, but also of the great migration that came from the Middle East with all the immigrants going into the European countries, some of them coming here. While Obama was in office, we imported more Sunni Arabs than we ever had in the history of our country. And there is this also, besides the cultural issue, there's this I don't know if it would be considered strictly religious conflict, but there is certainly a difference in worldviews between the Sunni Muslims and the practitioners of Judaism. And there's this violence that's associated with Sunni Islam, and there's this kind of, you know, classic issue here. This is also what you're butting up against. It's not just that the liberals are going that way. It's now, and Omar embodies this. Tlaib embodies this. These people are the very embodiment of what this conflict is.
Yeah, I think that's true to a certain extent. I think that Ilhan Omar does represent her district, and that is a sad fact. She is representative of its population and its views. She's a representative for a reason, and this will not dislodge her from office. If anything, it'll probably guarantee her seat next time she's up for election.
So what do we do? What does America begin to do from where you sit?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that is to blame for why Nancy Pelosi and why Bernie Sanders and why Claiborne. I mean, I think it's a fear of butting against the intersectional left. That is to blame for a lot of this. And they've chosen sort of a hierarchy of victimhood. And Jews, as the minority whip said today, Jews are at the bottom. The Holocaust was a long time ago, and it's time to move on.
And you're speaking of Congressman Claiborne in what you're talking about.
That's literally what he said in his statement. His statement was 10 times more disturbing than anything Donald Trump has ever said. And I'm not a fan of Donald Trump. And if he had said that, there would be Tiki Torches at the White House calling for his head.
Right.
And when the Senate, when the minority whip says it, it's like, well, and it's just a nod. And that's the terrifying part.
Well, they do this all under the guise of believing that they're just expressing sentiment that is oppositional, not empirically immoral, but just oppositional to the existence of the state of Israel. What they don't understand is that you can't make that dividing line. There is no kind of divided wall between simply saying Israel doesn't have the right to exist and being full on what they're embodying right now.
I mean, it's a false choice. Ilhan Omar never spoke about Israel. She talked about American Jews and our loyalty to Israel being, quote, all about the Benjamins, about the money. And she's not criticizing Israel. She's not really making any statements about Israel. She is opening fire on American Jews. And the left is sort of hiding behind, well, we need to have a nuanced conversation about Middle Eastern politics. She's not talking about Middle Eastern politics. She's talking about dual loyalty, and she's dog whistling so loud that dogs in California can hear her.
Yeah, it's an old trope. It's not like it's some.
Yeah.
But Claiborne, I'm reading his quote.
It's pretty old school.
I'm reading his quote and saying that her experience as a Somali Muslim is more personal than Jews whose parents survived the Holocaust. And he says, I'm serious about that. There are people who tell me, well, my parents are Holocaust survivors. My parents did this. It's more personal with her, said Claiborne. Talk about a party that is out of touch and cannot find its soul. That's where the Democrats are at right now. Bethany Mandel, a follower on Twitter, and reread her post, How the Angry Left Turned Me into a Nazi. It's worth reading. Kevin McCullough Radio, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wedding season is approaching, and if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party or even a corporate event, birthday, anniversary party, bar, bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed. The memory is going to last a lifetime. You can let my friend Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. Now, she's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations all throughout the metro area. Private yacht not in your budget? Well, how about a private deck charter? Her yachts are fully insured, and they're Coast Guard certified. So visit franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your event. It's 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or franstouchofclass.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My neighbors always ask me, "Hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?"
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Every year, WMCA holds a special event where we give back to the hardworking pastors in our community. This year, we want to invite all pastors to join WMCA and the Alternatives, Dr. Tony Evans, on May 24th for the Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition at Anton's in Queens Village. Pastors can register for complimentary tickets at am570themission.com. Listeners can purchase their tickets at am570themission.com as well. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by the Law Office of Capel, Barnett, Matalon, and Schoenfeld.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, as we have been talking and discussing thus far, there is, I don't know what to make of today in Washington, D.C. When you have the number 3 minority whip, James Clyburn, saying that those who were descendants of the Holocaust survivors need to check their privilege because the story of Ilhan Omar is so much more personal. And, you know, it's not lost on me that James Clyburn is an African-American. Since when did different layers of suffering and prejudice and racism start to be distinguished by those that have long addressed those issues? For some perspective on this, let's turn to C.J. Pearson. He is a Gen Z Politico. That means he's a really young guy. But he's also a really thoughtful guy, and you can follow him on Twitter at the CJ Pearson, and cjpearson.org is his website. CJ, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Hey, man, it's a pleasure to be here.
What do you make of the fact that it's taking the Democrats nearly 2 weeks to come to a decision where they can say that anti-Semitism is actually morally wrong?
It's crazy, but I think it's reflective of the state of the Democratic Party is currently in. This is a party that has really begun to show its racist colors. You know, just a few weeks ago, we saw that Democrats were wearing blackface and donning KKK robes, and now they're talking down on the Jewish community. I can't say that I'm surprised. The Democratic Party was literally founded upon the pillars of racism. They founded the KKK. They are the party of segregation. They are the party of white supremacy. This is no shock to me, but I'm glad that they are now not hiding behind the curtains anymore, and that it's all coming to the forefront.
When you say what you said about the Ku Klux Klan, and I actually am familiar with the history, CJ, on that level, and I know that that is, factually true, but there are many who reject it and say that can't possibly be true. What is from your understanding and study, what is the connection between racism in the history of America and the Democratic Party proper?
Definitely. Well, the Republican Party was literally founded for the sheer purpose of abolishing slavery. It was the Democrats that fought tooth and nail to ensure that this wasn't a reality. When we look at the KKK, it was founded to keep black people away from the polls, to keep them from voting, from exercising their rights, which were granted to them by the Constitution, which was literally pushed by the Republican Party. Democrats have time and again catered to white supremacy in this nation, did so historically, do so today, which we're seeing with Ilhan Omar's comments. You know, a lot of people like to say that this president is the most racist president has ever, you know, graced the White House. But this is the president that has brought about the lowest black unemployment rate in our nation's history. A president who's appointed folks like Ben Carson and Jerome Hudson, who's a black surgeon, U.S. Surgeon General. This is a president who sees people not for the color of their skin, but for the content of the character and for the qualifications they bring to the table. If any side of this equation is racist, we are reminded every single day by the comments of folks like Ilhan Omar, by the actions of the leaders of Virginia, that it is the Democratic Party that is the home of racism in this country.
It's going to be an interesting season here between now and the 2020 election, CJ, because between the activities of the Virginia Democratic leadership and the blackface controversy, et cetera, and now this with the anti-Semitism and the inability to condemn it that the Democrats have struggled with. I mean, I'm really shocked it's taken them 2 weeks to be able to say we shouldn't do that. But given this, do you sense that there is any earth moving under the grounds of the under the feet of the electorate as we head towards the 2020 re-election of Donald Trump?
Definitely, for sure. You know, a lot of times the Democrats have been banking on the support of young people. But you mentioned, you know, me, I'm a member of Generation Z, the generation that follows millennials. And what I can tell you is that we are a sleeping giant for conservatism. We are a generation that has grown up surrounded by the graces of capitalism. The iPhone that we have in our hands, brought to you by capitalism, the Instagrams and the Twitters and all of that stuff, it was all brought to us by capitalism. We appreciate limited government. We appreciate the pillars of conservatism. And I think if Democrats are going to this election thinking that they can bank on Generation Z to usher them into the White House, they are wrong. And what we're seeing every single day with the success of folks like Candace Owens is that black Americans are also waking up. Black Americans don't want to be, you know, suffocated by the taxation that is sure to come if socialists like AOC get their way. And they are also waking up and seeing what this president has done for our community, uniting our country, and also ushering in new prosperity to inner cities across this country. What we will see in 2020 will be an awakening like no other. And Democrats, they should be worried. They should be worried.
Real quickly, give me 10 seconds on your thought of DNC Chairman Thomas Perez announcing that Fox News will not be allowed to have input on the DNC debates this year.
I think President Trump got the last word. If Fox News cannot host a Democratic debate, then the president will not participate in any general election debate that's hosted by CNN or any of those fake news networks that consistently lie about him every single day. I think it's well played. And again, you see our president owning the libs. So
that's it. All right, C.J. Pearson, follow him on Twitter at @TheCJPearson, and cjpearson.org is the website. C.J., always good to catch up to you. Thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Kevin McCullough Radio. When we return, more news of the day. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you'd like,
It could be because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. In fact, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form, just like I do. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital chemicals that are created from those 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. Each capsule has 10 servings of them. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel phenomenal. People report that their skin looks better. They have fewer aches and pains. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. The price of fruits and veggies are going up. So call now to see how you can lock in your price on fruits and veggies for an entire year and get free shipping on every order. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THEMISSION. Balance of Nature, changing America, one life at a time. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Spring is almost here, and with it comes the start of engagement and wedding season, which means it's time to visit our friend Anu at Lord's Diamonds to pick out the perfect engagement ring and wedding bands. And Anu has an amazing offer just for Kevin McCullough listeners. Lord's Diamonds is giving up to $500 off wedding bands with the purchase of an engagement ring. So if you or a loved one is looking to get a ring by spring, go to Lord's Diamonds. Anu will help you create a one-of-a-kind custom engagement ring. Give her a call at 212-789-8500 or visit them online at lordsdiamonds.com. She'll treat you to impeccable service that you will not get anywhere else and will work with you every step of the way to create a beautiful piece designed just for you. Set up your appointment to get your dream engagement ring and up to $500 off wedding bands today. Call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500 or visit them online at lordsdiamonds.com. That's lordsdiamonds.com and get that ring by spring.
The Seton Hall Pirates are coming off an epic comeback win over Marquette. Next up, the Villanova Wildcats Saturday on AM 570 The Mission. This is Dave Popkin. Join me along with Gary Cohen for all the action. Pre-game at 11:55 a.m. Tip-off at 12:05 on AM 570.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Come and be part of an extraordinary adventure to Israel. The Stand With Israel tour with Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher is happening December the 2nd through the 11th of 2019. Join AM 570 The Mission, WMCA, for a 10-day expedition to the Holy Land that will change your life. You'll get timely insights into Israel's fascinating past, dynamic present, and promising future. Experience the Western Wall, modern Tel Aviv, the Dead Sea, and so much more. All in the comfort and safety of first-class accommodations. December 2nd through the 11th, 2019. Register today. Visit am570themission.com.
Tune in every Saturday morning at 10 for Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall, Ph.D., and get answers to all your health-related questions. That's Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall, Ph.D. Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 570 The Mission, WMCA. When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT. Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I change it all. Oh, oh,
always on my love, oh, oh, but I'm still New York. Breaking news about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard. Exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
All right, it's Thursday, and that means that we get to take a look at, I don't know, how to be healthier, how to live a life that's more satisfying in terms of its impact on us and our impact on it. And last week, we were able to come to the table with a brand new piece. It was literally hot off the press, like seconds before we talked with Dr. Douglas Howard from the New York Times.
This week, Forbes magazine has just put out something a couple of hours ago talking about how now March is going to be officially dubbed National Nutrition Month. Dr. Douglas Howard rejoins us. Doc, I know that when people talk about nutrition, oftentimes they think they're talking about nutrition, but I've learned talking with you over the last few weeks, sometimes they get it wrong.
Oh, yeah. You know, the thing is the value of nutrition we forget all the time. You know, I'll give you the one that they get wrong is on a national level, when we talk about servings of fruits and vegetables, you know, they'll say, well, half a cup of juice is equivalent to a serving of a fruit or a vegetable. Well, let me ask, okay, imagine this. If you're a diabetic and you had a cup of apple juice or a cup of apple juice, and you had two apples sitting there. I mean, that's supposed to be the equivalent. They're supposed to be the same, right? Do you think that drinking a cup of apple juice, you know, this clear, funny taste, sweet liquid that you buy in a jar, do you think, what do you think it's going to do to your blood sugar?
Spike that.
Sure, it's going to go through the roof. But you can eat those two apples and probably not spike your blood sugar. Or not nearly the same if it did, because if they're not equivalents, and we have to realize and remember that.
And part of that is, and you talk about this all the time, but part of it is the use of the entire apple versus the juice, which is just extracting the liquid portion.
Exactly. You're really extracting the sugar and the water mostly. I mean, when you do that, specifically apple juice, whereas when you're eating an apple, then there's all kinds of fiber. There's pectin. There's great soluble and insoluble fibers. And then literally over 100,000 other chemicals, naturally occurring good other chemicals that are in that apple, that then tell your body how to handle that sugar that you're putting in there.
Hmm.
And how it's going to be absorbed into the body, you know, how it's going to be broken down. Versus just dumping in a bunch of sugar.
And well, so
when it comes to nutrition, not all things are equal.
So just because it's named National Nutrition Month doesn't necessarily mean that people are going to get the nutrition that they're looking for. Let's talk about something else that I just heard about, Doc. And I know it's important to you because you guys process a lot of vegetables and fruits through the Balance of Nature turnstiles each year. But the rumor is that the prices are going up, and this is a little bit out of the ordinary. What's the data saying?
Well, looking at from the Consumer Price Index and the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, for example,
right.
That alone shows that in the last 20 years, then fruits and vegetables have gone up more than 50%. Or from year 2000 to 2019, they've gone up 48.86% to be exact. I mean, this is that's a big increase to go up that much. And so we hear this all the time from people. Well, how can I afford to eat that much? And the other thing is people need to realize that a serving is the size of your fist. It's the easiest way. It's not a cup. It's not an apple. But a baby's serving is different than my serving. And that's important to realize. And so if you look at the size of your fist, that's what a serving should be. But when it comes to something like spinach, it needs to be, if you're cooking it down, for example, you need to look at how that cooks down and get the size of your fist, not a bunch of, you have to take out the air of all those leaves, for example. Have you ever cooked fresh spinach?
Yes.
And have you looked at what the pot was if you take a whole pan of fresh spinach and if you're going to cook it, I mean,
and you steam it, yeah, and it goes down to nothing.
It goes down to a tenth of what was there. And so we just have to look at those things when you're eating it and doing it. And it's not bad to cook some things, I will say that. You don't always lose all the nutrition, but heat, air, and light are the things that start breaking down the chemistry and the nutrition in your fresh fruits and vegetables. So you want to be careful of how much you're cooking it. You want to, you know, they used to say drink the juice that's in your, from your veggies.
Right.
When you cook them, why they don't cook them so much that there's a bunch of juice in there you have to drink. And don't cook it in a bunch of water.
Yeah. And then if you do end up cooking them, take some veggies. Because what you've done with your processing is keep all the nutrition in, not using any of those methods.
Exactly. And that's why we have in those little capsules that have been that took me thousands of hours to scientifically formulate which fruit and which vegetable to be together, and then thousands of hours to figure out how to get them so that they're not damaged. So you have 99.9% of the nutritional all the chemistry. I don't want to say nutritional value, but you have 99.9% of the fresh fruit and vegetable value is a very delicate process you have to go through. And saving all that so you get it all, so you're not destroying it in the meantime.
We're speaking with Dr. Douglas Howard. He is the originator of fruits and veggies. You hear me talk about them all the time. You know that I take them. In fact, I have been taking an accelerated dose through the flu season, and my kids have gotten sick around me. They've brought all kinds of germs home from the schools. And I've been bulletproof so far this year. I mean, thanks to good nutrition and things working the way they're supposed to, I'm really grateful. And I used to get bronchitis every single time we would change the weather. But Dr. Howard was just mentioning the increase in the price of the fruits and veggies. And friends, right now they have a special, unique opportunity where you can lock in your price and get free shipping for the entirety of the rest of this year. But you need to call right now to take advantage of that, and that's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. Just tell them you were listening to Doc Howard on with Kevin McCullough just now, and you want to make sure that you get your fruits and veggies prices locked in for the rest of this year and get free shipping on every order. Doc, the time goes by too quickly, but thanks for being with us.
I can't believe how fast. Hey, thank you. I love this time I can spend with you.
Yep. See you next time. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's no surprise that pastors trust and constantly recommend Dan Buttafuoco's office to personal injury victims.
Pastor Larry, a really wonderful human being, has a really great church, and his main focus is feeding the homeless. Pastor Larry was walking from the church one day, and he was in the crosswalk when he was hit by a school bus, very badly injured. The school bus driver claimed he was only doing 3 miles an hour, but we knew from the fact that the Freightliner logo was imprinted on his arm that could not possibly be the case. So we were able to prove that the bus was going much faster. The case settled for close to $5 million after the initial offer was $200,000.
What makes Buttafuoco and Associates different is they serve their clients beyond the case. They help accident victims rebuild their lives. For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-669-4878. That's 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
WMCA invites you to Intentional, Hawthorne Christian Academy's banquet and silent auction on Thursday, March 14th at Macaluso's Events and Banquets in Hawthorne, New Jersey. Enjoy appetizers and a live auction, followed by dinner with a program featuring distinguished alumnus and author of Faith Across the Multiverse, Dr. Andrew Walsh, and other student speakers. It'll be a fun night with great food, good company, and a chance to bid on some fantastic items. Hawthorne Christian Academy provides an intellectually stimulating educational experience in nurturing classrooms led by teachers who love the Lord, their subject area, and their students. To RSVP for Hawthorne Christian Academy's banquet and silent auction on Thursday, March 14th, visit www.hca.org or call 973-423-3331. That's 973-423-3331.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie Skorsky. How would you like to lose 20 to 40 or more pounds in the next 40 days? Look great, feel great, balance your body from the inside out, and get super healthy. Listen to my show, A New You in 40 Days, on AM 570 WMCA. Hear from my patients who have struggled with their weight and related health issues and how they've overcome them.
Join Dr. Carrie Skorsky for A New You in 40 Days every Saturday morning at 10:30 on AM 570 The Mission, WMCA.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. Thank you for being here. Thank you to Dr. Douglas Howard. Again, if you want to lock in your price for fruits and veggies, like forever, and get free shipping, 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Do that. That's the special that they've got right now. You can lock in your price on the fruits and veggies, and you'll get free shipping, at least through the end of the year. It's a really good deal. You should call now, 800-246-8751. Now, there's a couple of other things I want to make sure that you're aware of. You know, for example, that we're giving away a gold coin on tax day. Have you registered yet? You need to go to am570themission.com or am970theanswer.com and put in your name and register your chance to win a $2,000 gold coin on tax day. It's being made possible by my friends at Landmark Capital, and they're all about trying to help you make sure that your portfolio, that your investments, that your future is properly cared for. Check that out at either one of those places. And then if you have not done it yet, would you subscribe to the Kevin McCullough Radio Podcast? Now, you're going to get every single day that we do on the air here, a couple of hours a day. Then you're also going to get a menagerie of other great podcasts that are brought to you by Carol Markowitz, Ari Zolden, Dr. Douglas Howard, different areas of specialties, and a brand new offering called the 180 Cast with Georgie Borman. We'll be telling you more about that in the days to come. Subscribe. iTunes, SoundCloud, anywhere you can get KMC Radio on the podcast, tune in, etc. You'll get all of that included, and there's no cost. It's always 100% free, so check that out. All right, so here's a very interesting end to today. A former president was in Canada yesterday. A former president was in Canada giving a speech. The former president that was in Canada giving a speech was quite proud of what his administration had accomplished. The former president who was in Canada, who was quite proud of his administration and what it accomplished, also lied. Because former President Obama, while in Canada yesterday, quite proud of what he had accomplished, said, "My team never experienced scandal. We only made mistakes of integrity." Yeah, Mr. Obama, I'm sure that all those 501c3 groups that didn't get their IRS classifications, I'm sure the relatives in the fast and furious gun trials, I'm sure the families of the Benghazi victims, I'm sure there's just a ton of people singing the praises of how full of integrity the mistakes made on your watch were. Especially all those people that never found work, and you didn't seem to care. I'm Kevin McCullough.